Off the ball. GAA.
It was not surprising to me that Donegal had earmarked this game, had a plan, and executed it to perfection.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, three changes to the Ireland team for Saturday's Women's Six Nations finale with Scotland. The names still in the running to become the new Ulster head coach, and a flurry of new deals are signed at Connacht. First up today, Sam Monaghan's return to the second row is one of three changes to the Ireland team for their Women's Six Nations finale against Scotland. The co-captain replaces Hannah O'Connor. Enya Breen comes in for Aoife Dalton at inside centre, and there's also a change of full back with Maeve Dealey coming in for Lauren Delaney. Ireland could secure World Cup qualification on Saturday by finishing third in the table, and coach John McKee says Monaghan's return can help achieve that.
Oh, Sam, very important player for us. You know, we saw her form earlier in the competition, and you know, credit to Sam, the way she's worked really hard to make sure she's fit for this game. And yeah, we're looking for her skill as a player, but also her leadership within the group.
There could be a debut off the bench on Saturday for Sevens international Katie Heffernan. McKee gave an insight today in what Ireland fans can expect from the Mullingar native.
Oh look, Katie, is obviously a player who's been in the Sevens program for a while. You know, across the two programs, there's certainly, you know, a lot more crossover now that the centralised program is more established. Katie had some good opportunity to play 15s in the Celtic Challenge. Really showed, a highly skilled player, but also, you know, a tough mental resolve to play well in her position in the centres. And you know, she was with us at the start of the campaign, went away to Hong Kong with the Sevens, and has been back training with us this week. And as, you know, we always say that training performance people who put their hands up in their training performance, you know, also put their hands up for selection. And Katie's certainly done that this week.
So, bringing you through that Ireland team in full, Maeve Dealey starts at full back this week. Katie Corrigan and Bavin Parsons, again, are the wingers. Eve Higgins this week partnered by Enya Breen in the centre. The halfbacks are unchanged, with Dana O'Brien starting at out half, Evan Riley at scrum half. It's an unchanged front row of Linda Dugang, Niamh Jones and Christy Haney. Sam Monaghan joins Dorothy Wall in the second row. Aoife Wafer starts at blindside flanker, Edel McMahon on the open. Brittany Hogan is named at number 8, and the Ireland replacements will be Cliona Maloney, Niamh O'Dowd, Saif McGrath, Fiona Chewett, Shannon Ekahi-Hifo, Molly Scuffle-McCabe, Aoife Dalton and Katie Heffernan. Scotland also make three changes for Saturday's game, one of which is enforced, with suspended fullback Chloe Riley replaced by Meryl Smith. Corinne Grant comes in for Ronan Lloyd on the right wing, with Emma Wassell in for lock Ava Donaldson. The hunt for a new Ulster head coach is not yet a done deal, it would seem. Yesterday, reports from Japan suggested Kubota Spears head coach Franz Ludica would swap Japan for Belfast. However, the Belfast Telegraph said today that Ludica is still some way short of being a lock to be Dan McFarlane's replacement. Interim head coach Richie Murphy remains in the frame, as does former Ulster fullback Jared Payne, currently an assistant to Dwayne Peel at the Scarlets after a stint with Clermont. Meanwhile, Will Addison will start in the centre for Ulster for the first time in 3 years tomorrow night as they face Benetton in the URC. He replaces the injured James Hume and will be partnered this week by Stuart McCloskey. Mike Lowry reverts to fullback to allow for the return of Robert Balakoon on the wing. Injured halfbacks Jake Flannery and Nathan Doak are replaced by experienced duo Billy Burns and John Cooney. Ruben Crothers gets another chance at open side flanker, replacing Marcus Ray. Meanwhile, Aaron Cruden will not be joining Ulster. The former All Blacks out half had been spoken about as a potential replacement for the Munster-bound Billy Burns at Kingspan Stadium, but Cruden told the Aotearoa Rugby Pod that he's politely declined Ulster's advances.
Yeah, so yeah, I had a good phone call with the crew at Ulster, and they were great, to be fair, really cool. And yeah, obviously, you know, we have my wife and I and family have a bit of a thirst for travel and exploring the world. But yeah, right now as it stands, just family-wise, we've got another baby coming soon. It just probably doesn't quite fit timing-wise. But yeah, I did obviously say to them, I really appreciated the interest, you know, and a 35-year-old veteran that's still got a bit of game.
A trio of Connacht players have today committed their futures to the province. Lock Oisin Dowling has signed a new 2-year deal. Winger Byron Ralston has also put pen to paper on a 2-year contract extension. Fellow wide man Andrew Smith has committed for a further year. And finally, Talupe Faletau suffered a fractured shoulder on his Cardiff comeback following a 6-month injury layoff. The number 8 was forced off after just half an hour of his club club's 1970 defeat to Ulster last week in the URC. It was Faletau's first game since suffering a broken arm in Wales' Rugby World Cup victory against Georgia in October. Faletau also missed the Six Nations due to a calf injury. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack. Rugby Daily will be back tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.